It's Friday, January 21st, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Cyber resilience gaps as CISA issues warnings. The IRS is rolling out facial recognition, and the EU considers its own DNS system. This is the Business of Tech. The World Economic Forum's new Global Cybersecurity Outlook 2022 report highlights the gap between the business suite and information security one around a company's cyber resilience. Quoting ZDNet, 92% of business executives surveyed agreed that cyber resilience is integrated into enterprise risk management strategies, or in other words, protecting the organization against falling victim to a cyber attack or mitigating the incident, so it doesn't result in significant disruption. Only 55% of security-focused executives believe cyber resilience is integrated into those risk management strategies, indicating a substantial shift in cybersecurity attitudes. Why? The cyber teams feel they are often not consulted. CISA is warning about the recent incidents in Ukraine, advising alertness, and has issued an advisory. This is aimed at all U.S. organizations, and these are data wiping attacks. The UK's National Cybersecurity Center has published guidelines for organizations to use with customers regarding SMS and phone calls. There are also warnings of a new ransomware family called White Rabbit, now seen in the wild and is possibly a side operation of the Fin8 hacking group. It's tiny and lightweight, includes double extortion, and threatens to leak data if the ransom isn't paid. Some research from Bitwarden points to technologists as part of the problem for security policies. The data shows that 53% of IT decision makers shared passwords via email, significantly increasing from 39% just a year earlier. Almost half at 44% of the InfoSec pros in that survey said security rules and policies aren't worth the hassle. Microsoft updated their patches that broke systems last week. Some Windows Server 2012 systems went into a boot loop. Others had broken Windows VPN clients, and another group had hard drives become unusable. An out-of-band fix is now available. Cybercriminals are also taking advantage of log4shell vulnerabilities in SolarWinds ServU and Zycel devices. Vulnerabilities in general remain widespread in healthcare. Half of the internet-connected devices in hospitals are vulnerable to attack. The infusion pump is the most common one, with 73% of devices having a vulnerability. This is from a report by cybersecurity company Cernio. Finally, some Microsoft and CrowdStrike research highlights the motivation of ransomware hackers. It's not all about the money. Sometimes it's about disrupting enemies, embarrassing victims, data theft, as well as intelligence and military use. Why do we care? This again feels like the tactical updates required to deliver IT these days. Starting this summer, users with an IRS.gov account will no longer be able to log in with just a username and password. The system will require providing a government identification document, a selfie, and copies of their bills to access the IRS system, including filing taxes and making payments online. The IRS is rolling out facial recognition, although the agency is quick to note it is comparing two images and not scanning large data collections. The company behind the system, ID.me, refers to it as face match rather than other facial recognition systems. Why do we care? This is a system that a significant portion of Americans will use and interact with. Will it make citizens and thus users more comfortable with facial recognition? Will they push back? Will regulators get involved? With some localities banning the systems entirely, a federal rollout like this will be impactful. It's coming this summer. A notable proposal in the EU, building their own DNS service, which will include filtering capabilities. It'll be made available to EU institutions and the general public for free. The service, named DNS4EU, is in the project planning phase. Officials say this is in response to consolidation in the DNS market around non-EU operators. Filtering would be built using intelligence feeds, such as the ones from national cert teams. Why do we care? Europe continues to lead on several initiatives, particularly around privacy. Europeans get a lot more of the downside of tech, particularly big tech, without the upside of the impact to the economy like Americans do. This validates two trends. First, the splintering of the internet into segments. Second, the internet is increasingly viewed as a utility, the way roads and electricity are. One more step in that direction. Finally, European providers may want to be aware that this is in the works. It will directly impact IT service companies' offerings. Remember, if you like this kind of content, you can support it directly. Visit patreon.com/MSP Radio for our Give What You Want program. Every little bit helps, and we are supported directly by listeners like you. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, and I will talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.